Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Welcome back, David Hall, Bruce.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Savine till 11 o'clock talking baseball on Inside the Clubhouse, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. That was Craig Counsell talking about our next guest. And now joining us on the Circa Sports Illinois hotline is Brewers manager Pat Murphy. Download the Circa app today. Good morning, Murph. How are you?
How are you guys? I'm doing okay, man.
Doing well. Tough one last night. I hope you're. I know that you won't let that one linger, but obviously, it was a big series. The Cubs have been anticipating this. Cub fans certainly have. How would you assess your team at this point of the season?
Well, we're banged up. If you're following us at all, I mean, four of our five starters are out. You know, we're pitching kids that are, you know, aren't quite ready to be in the big leagues, but we're forced to. We're small market team with a small budget, and we don't get to fill in with veteran guys. So when you look at a game like last night and you look at, wow, you know, like we were overmatched. We've had that four or five times this year already where we've been blown out, and that didn't happen the entire year last year. So the pitching injuries, you know, we started the season without 11 of our top 18 pitchers. And, you know, it's hard to recover from that.
That said, Murph, the Milwaukee system and the people in it have done such a phenomenal job over the last 10 years, making this team competitive every year after being overlooked by, you know, the quote unquote experts. What do you give this organization? Why has this organization been so good, you know, from top to bottom?
I mean, I think that there's holes in every organization. There's when you don't have a big budget and you don't have the resources to do all the things, the Yankees, the Dodgers, the Mets, the Cubs, those people, when you don't have that, you have to be really efficient. And I think from ownership to the front office, they've just been really efficient. And yeah, it's what they have to do. They have to shop at a different store. but they've done a great job kind of identifying and you know, making more with less. And it's just being efficient in the game and knowing who we are and knowing how we got to play. And they're not going to take a whole lot of risk and a lot of long-term contracts that don't favor them.
Talk with Brewers manager Pat Murphy here on The Score. So, Murph, you describe perfectly the situation with the Brewers, and you describe perfectly the way the situation seems to always be with the Brewers. Doing more with less. That was the case when Craig Council was a manager there. It certainly is the case since you took over. How much of you, though, relishes that? Knowing you for a long time, you thrive under these circumstances. When people question or give you a little bit to work with, you get maximum effort somehow out of every player on your bench, on your roster. This, to me, seems like it's another typical Brewer team and another typical Pat Murphy team.
Well, I don't like to categorize it that way, to be honest with you. I don't know that I'm that good at any of that. What I know is that I love the challenge and I love the opportunity. I think this organization is tremendous. It's a family type thing. We've been decimated this year with things going against us, position players and mostly pitchers. But, you know, we got three position players down that are critical to us. And, you know, you just keep going because you like coming to work every day. But don't include me in there. These guys, Counts did an incredible job. Counts is, he's tremendous at this job. And yeah, I watched it. I stood by his side for 8 years, so I watched him do it. And I've been very grateful and very fortunate. But I got a long way to go. I'm well under construction.
Yeah, I believe you were the manager of the year in the National League last year. So I think you're doing okay, Murph. Look, when you when it comes to
hungry players make managers look good.
Yeah, well, let's talk about those hungry players because from all the work I've done on watching you and other teams, you're not afraid to use my term of tough love in baseball, and that is standing beside a player developing, standing beside a veteran, but also demanding that they pay attention and they pay attention to detail, or you're going to find a seat on the bench. You've done that a couple times this year with players, okay? How do they respond to that? How difficult is that for a manager? We go back to the years of Billy Martin. We go back to the years of Jim Leland with Barry Bonds. We go back to Bobby Cox and Andrew Jones. How well do these players respond to discipline when they're not paying attention and they get a seat next to you rather than playing the rest of the game?
Yeah, I mean, I think you do it with love. I don't know all those guys that well. I know Leland pretty well. I knew Bobby Cox a little bit, just a little. I didn't know Billy Martin. And even being mentioned in their same name is kind of comical to me. But the thing of it is, you know, it's love and discipline. And if they know you love them, and these guys do, then it's like anything else. It's not a tough situation. It's a crucial situation. And it's crucial that you speak up at that time and they understand that's how they got to play the game. If it paralyzes them, if it makes it too much for them, then, you know, AAA is probably an easier level, you know. So go to AAA and you won't have that pressure. But if you're going to be here, you know, this is how it's going to be.
One guy who has been consistent and dependable this year in spite of all of the injuries you've suffered on your pitching staff, Murph, is Jose Quintana. Going tonight 4-0, we know in Chicago and both sides of town what a consummate pro he is and how consistent he can be. What's worked so well for him this year so far?
Yeah, I mean, he knows himself very, very well. And he knows his stuff is not high-end stuff. It's just he's a high-end executioner and he's a high-end pitcher. And you said it, a consummate pro. If you wanted to draw up how a pro should act and prepare and relate and be a teammate, you drop, you know, Jose Quintana. I mean, he's special. And I was so excited when we signed him, knowing that I've been on the other side of it, looking there like, God, I hate facing this guy.
When Murph, when you look at the Cub Brewer rivalry, is it fair to say, I mean, you know, we always heard Cub Cardinals, and certainly Cub Brewers have been really fascinating over the last few decades since the Brewers came into the National League. Is it fair to say it's the best rivalry in the league right now? I mean, I know we don't speak for fan bases all the time, but it seems to be right up there.
Yeah, I can't measure it. You know what I mean? Like, I can't measure it. You know, people want to, you know, make more of it sometimes than it is. We play 162 games. We play them 13 times. I want to beat them every time. You don't get involved in the other emotions of it. You can't. There's too much going on. Do you have fun with it sometimes? Yeah. You know, but I don't look at bigger stuff. That's for other people to. It's just like tradition. People goes, what a great tradition. You were at Notre Dame. What a great tradition. Hell yeah, it's great. I don't think about, though, when I'm coaching there, I didn't think about tradition. I thought about, I don't want to embarrass this school. I better get my ass in gear. You know, like, so it's like, I don't worry about traditions or rivalries or things like that. I try to just stay involved in the game. Now, obviously, if you show up to the game, you realize, wow, there's a lot of emotion here, a lot of people here, you know. So you get a heightened sense of reality, but I don't get involved in that stuff.
Murphy, just had a good look at the White Sox spending 3 days on the south side at Wrigley Field, taking that series. And I had a conversation with Will Venable after the series was over, and he reminded me how he played for you and had a good familiarity with your approach and right. your style and all the respect he has for you. Just curious, I know it was just a glimpse, but whether it's Venable's impact on this roster and just maybe the direction the Sox seem to be headed. They're going young, and we all know they're rebuilding, but what were your impressions of the Will Venable-managed White Sox?
Oh, Will's first class. You talk about Quintana. Will is first class, man. He's a pro. I'm not surprised he was picked for this job. Getsy, if you know Getz, he's the perfect combination of general manager. You know, he played, and now he's been on this side of it, and he gets it. You got to give him some time. They've got some young pitching that's exciting. They've got a couple young players that are exciting. They got more coming here and there in the system. It's going to take him a little bit longer to be consistent, in my opinion. I've only been in the league 10 years, and I've seen them play 3 games. They could have beat us all 3 games. They're in the games. Now, that makes you feel like, well, they're not that far away. Well, there's a lot more to it than that, like what we're going through right now. People are like, hey, they just lost Adames and Devin Williams. They'll be okay. They won the league by 10 games. Well, those losses are huge, and who you fill them in with are huge, and it's not just plug and play. There's a lot of dynamics. Now you throw in 11 pitching injuries or, you know, reasons why guys aren't there, and you're like, oh, that's a little different. Some teams can't survive that type of thing. So I think the White Sox are probably, you know, a couple years from being great, but they definitely have the potential. That's I love the White Sox organization and what it's done over the years. And because I've had so many friends in Chicago, I'm, you know, I feel like I'm closer to it and follow it a little better. And I love Will Venable, and he's got a great staff. And I know a couple of those guys really, really well, and I think they're on the right track for sure.
One thing we've learned about, or at least I've learned about Craig Counsell, is, you know, nice enough guy, really outstanding baseball man, cold-hearted killer when it comes to competing. Where does that come from? How much of that do you think he might have got from you when you played for you at Notre Dame? Because it's something, an attribute that I admire, because it doesn't allow for any excuse making for players or teams. Just the reality of win today, help me win. If you're not ready, go back to the minor leagues.
Yeah, I mean, Counts is, he's exceptional in so many ways. First of all, he's an exceptional person, father, husband. He's exceptional. He's off the charts. And he doesn't candy coat it. He doesn't try to be it. It's just who he is. You know, he was raised right by two unbelievable parents. And you see it in his children. He's got four children. And you see it. You see how he was raised. And he's continued that in his professional life. You know, like, he knows what he wants. He knows what he's paid to do. And he does it in an incredible way. He took a lot of crap last year and went through, endured a lot, unflappable. And, you know, they made improvements to the club. They still had, they had a good club last year. They were very good at the end. And he stayed the course, and that's Counts. Stays the course. He wasn't destined to be a big leaguer. He made himself a big leaguer. He was the kid in the cage. You didn't have to look over to your right when you walked out of the indoor facility at Notre Dame. He was the kid that was hitting extra. He was the kid that was, you know, just saying, I'm going to get better. I'm going to get better. And all of a sudden, he's in the big leagues. And I was not surprised. And I got to be honest about that. I didn't, you know, I'm not saying I had anything to do with it. But I will say this, you're not surprised.
Remember those days well, Murph. Not surprised either. Thank you so much for your time this morning. Best of luck today and the rest of the season.
I thought you guys were going to drill me with some questions now.
We don't beat people
light.
Up.
You guys are light.
You just called us light? We better have you back. Better have you back for round two.
Oh, we'll have you back.
We're going to talk a little horse racing next time, okay?
Hey, you guys were dancing a little bit today. I thought you were going to come right in throwing.
We're going to.
I was ready.
We're just rope-a-doping you.
You're always ready.
We're rope-a-doping you. Who do you like today in the Derby?
I don't know, man. I'm up to my ears and stuff. Player transactions, moves, injuries. I haven't. You know what I did? We've got a little board, a little pool going in the clubhouse, and I looked at it a little bit, but I don't really know. I'm down to about four horses right now. Call me back in an hour. I'll have a little
thanks, Murph.
Murph, thanks. Best. Have a great day.
Guys. All right. All the best.
Pat Murphy, Brewers manager.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.